The best League of Ireland podcast in the business. Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store. This is Off the Ball.
Josh Collins is on the phone from the UCD. Josh, how are you, sir?
Jamie, how's things?
Not too bad, Josh. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, a weekend off for UCD because of international games and players from your squad in international teams and so on and so forth. So, how does the League of Ireland week work for many of the Premier League clubs this year with no game this Friday?
Yeah, it's different already. It's been a hectic start to the league. Obviously, we have the two lads, the 21s. So, we're just training at the moment. We had the weekend off and we've been in Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This Friday and this Sunday, and then be back to normal next week, I suppose.
Yeah, Liam Scales and Neil Ferrugia with the under-21s and Richie O'Farrell away with the Irish under-19s as well. It's a strange week for the League of Ireland, given that there's only one Premier Division game. And I suppose, you know, I know your younger brother Nathan has been capped loads of times, underage international as well. He's playing in the UK. It's a good sign for the league that we're having to call off games because a lot of our players are in squads.
Yeah, definitely. And if you go through the 21s and 19s, there's a large number of League of Ireland players. And I think that shows how much of a pathway there is now for players to play in League of Ireland and show how good they are, and then get picked for the international team. So I think it's good.
Yeah, and I suppose from the point of view of the UCD players as well, given how busy your year has been, we speak all the time about, you know, the college games, and even up to last week you guys were playing in a Premier Division semi-final, and had you won that, you'd actually been playing on Tuesday night of this week in another game, and you could have had a league game this Friday and so on. So even though I'm sure you've been training hard, a weekend with no match is probably a nice little break.
Yeah, it's come at a good time, to be honest with you. We had the college's semi-final last Tuesday and went to extra time before the St. Harps game on the Friday, so that wasn't ideal. We unfortunately lost in that, and that meant we didn't have a game this year. We would have had a final on Tuesday, it just went, but we lost in the semi-final. So we had this week off, which was a shame to lose, but for the first division, for the Premier Division team, I suppose it's good. There's lads with heavy legs after the extra time, and there was going into the Finn Harps game, I think there was three or four lads struggling. They just got through the game just about.
Yeah, that game finished 3-0 to UCD, which we'll speak about in just a moment. Josh, just on that game against UL, I was doing the commentary for the Striker online, and there was very few people at the game, given it's an afternoon game in a college, and, you know, there was no one from Limerick really going to come up about it. But the one thing I noticed, Josh, was just the amount of talking you do as a centre-back on the pitch, and, you know, in the League of Ireland Premier or even in the First Division, there's crowds there and you can't really hear as much, but because the place was empty, I just really enjoyed hearing the things that the managers and the players were saying to each other as well. And you're definitely one who likes to talk and organise and communicate and speak to the ref and really talk yourself and your team through these type of games.
Yeah, it's something that I've always had, I think, ever since I was young. I've always been known as a bit of a communicator. I think it makes me concentrate more in matches. I prefer to be vocal and make sure I'm doing my own things. I'm concentrating and doing my jobs right. And when I'm doing that, I'm helping lads beside me, whoever's in centre half beside me or right back, whatever. I think it's good to have, you know, a little word at the ref now and again as well, so to get him on your side.
Yeah, so you mentioned that you have that from when you were younger. Where do you think that part of your game came from? Because lots of younger players don't say hardly a word on the pitch, and managers all the time are trying to encourage them to communicate. It's not necessarily, you know, to roar and shout, but just to give different bits of information when you're defending and when you're attacking, and, you know, maybe the odd shout to the ref or the linesman as well. But you mentioned that you had that from quite young, which not every player does.
I suppose I could only think it came from my father, and he was a centre half as well, and he would have taught me a few things. And, you know, it's a great trait to have, in my opinion, and especially as a centre back, I think you should be vocal and you should be helping the team out in any way you can. It's what my father taught me, really. That's all.
Yeah, and you mentioned you feel that it helps you in terms of your concentration as well, that even when you're not involved, you know, you're not active in a phase of the game with the balls at the other end or whatever, that you talking and organising just keeps your own focus on what might happen the next time you do have to be involved.
Yeah, definitely. Especially sometimes at centre half, you could go to a few minutes without even touching the ball. And if you're just standing there and you're not talking, it means you're losing concentration on the game, to be honest with you. So, but you just talking, making sure everyone's set up at the back or getting a screen or in midfield, I think it's essential, to be honest with you, especially sometimes with UCD when we have large possession of the ball and in the higher stages of the pitch. As a centre-back, I think you should be vocal and getting lads in the cover or whatever needs be.
Yeah, and I'm sure as well, you know, your relationship with Liam Scales, who's in general your left-sided centre-back partner as well, has been really good over the last couple of years for UCD. And we've spoken about himself and Neil in the 21s and Richie in the 19s as well. Just talk to me a little bit about Liam, and, you know, you're playing with him now for the last couple of years at college level and at first team level too, and how well he's done to get this call up. And he's kind of come really from nowhere to be able to be in the 21s. I think there's 8 League of Ireland based players in it, which is great. But from your point of view, you'd know him very well, playing beside him every week for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I know Liam very well. I'm good friends with him off the pitch also. I've been playing with him since under-19s, I think. My second year of under-19s, he would have been a year younger than me. And we've just got on great ever since. We're a really good partnership. I think we help each other out on the pitch a lot. But sometimes, if either one of us lose the head, we'd have a quiet word with the other and tell us to cop on or get back into the game or whatever, focus. I think we have a really good partnership in that sense. Liam's a top player, to be honest with you. I think if you've been to a few games, he's been getting noticed this year and last year because of how good he is on the ball, his dribbling, everything. He's a top defender also, as well as on the ball. And to be honest, I think he rightfully deserves to be in the 21s. And hopefully he starts now this Sunday.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that game on Sunday in Tala as well. And another player who we hope will be playing will be Neil Ferrugia, who again has got some plaudits this season and even towards the end of last season. You know, he had a really good season generally coming back from his collarbone injury too. And I'm sure he's a hard man to get after in the games and training. His pace and his power is something that you know, not many players in this league have, and that's something that has shone through for you guys since you've come up, and clearly that's got him the call up too.
Yeah, Neil, like Liam's a top player. Both of them have great potential, and I think Neil and Liam will both want the big kings in the coming years. With Neil, he was unlucky last year. He missed the first half of the season with bad collarbone injury, as you say. But he done his pre-season in the summer and came back flying. I think in the end he was a huge factor in us winning the league, to be honest with you, because he came back like a new signing.
Yeah, and that brings me nicely on to your last international, Richie O'Farrell, who's only 18, and he scored twice in the 3-0 win over Finn Harps on Friday. Josh, the first win of the season for UCD. Timmy Malloy got the opener, and Richie got two on 71 and 83. He's away with the Irish 19s in Russia. He didn't start in their opening game, but hopefully he'll play in one of the last two. And he's a young one who's just joined the club from St. Pat's, and he's got his first couple of goals for you guys and done well in the team, given that you've lost a couple of midfielders, particularly Greg Sloggett and also Darragh O'Connor, who's gone to Cork.
Yeah, Richie's a really exciting player. I know much about him before he signed. I knew that he was playing with Pats in a few positions, but I wasn't too sure what kind of player he was. But he's played really well so far for us. He's playing in the 10. He's a strong boy, and he's still so young. And he gets about the pitch really well, and it was great to see him get 2 goals against Harps, so hopefully he can keep doing that for the rest of the season.
So yeah, Josh, that 3-0 win over Harps as well, the last time you played them, of course, in the ball was that famous night when you got the draw and secured winning the league and so on and so forth, and they ended up going up through the playoffs too, and both teams haven't had ideal starts to this league campaign in terms of points. Certainly I know you guys improved in recent games, particularly in Sligo, where you felt you really should have got something despite losing the game 1-0. So just, I suppose, sum up the importance for me of that win over Harps and also what the game was like. I wasn't at it myself.
Yeah, it was an essential win for us, to be honest with you. Both teams needed a win. When I was winning the game going into it, first half was a tight enough game, as you expect, because both teams don't want to lose and don't want to give up many chances. But I thought we shaded the first half, and then we had a few chances, we just couldn't take them. And then the second half, thankfully, we took those chances, and I thought at the end of the game we deserved the win, to be honest with you. Finn Harps, as always, are a tough team to play against, and most likely they will be down there near the bottom of us, so it was great to get the win over them.
Yeah, and I suppose given the fact that you feel that you did play well in Sligo and, you know, I'm sure in a couple of other games, I know you got a great point against St. Pat's, a match I was at in which you played well, only beaten very narrowly by Dundalk as well and having lost and not scored in the opening 2 league matches. So to get the points that you feel your performance is warranted in the previous couple of games must be a big confidence boost, apart from, you know, obviously the points on the table, just from a confidence point of view to know that, well, we were still doing the same things in Sligo and, you know, against the other teams, and now we've actually got the points that we feel we should have got from those games.
Yeah, it was great to finally get our first win. I thought it was long overdue, to be honest with you, and felt the win has been coming. We played really well against Sligo the week before, and we definitely should have got something from that game. I think we had 20-something shots to their 4 shots, so that was a bit of a freak result. We got a lot of confidence from that result, because going up to Sligo, it's naturally not an easy place to go to, and for us to play so well, we felt like the win was coming. And even with previous games, we went to Dundalk, we lost 2-1. A lot of the games we played in, they've been close games, and we haven't felt like we've been too far away from even getting a result against these big teams. So it was great to finally get the win against St. Hearts.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, a free weekend this weekend before getting back to league action next weekend with a interesting trip to the current league leaders, Shamrock Rovers, which will be one I'm sure you'll be looking forward to playing in, and looking forward to being in Tallaght next Friday to watch that, Josh. Just lastly, we were speaking on WhatsApp before I rang you just about you as a young player and the fact that when you were younger you weren't always in teams and, you know, you weren't the biggest, and now you're a 21-year-old playing every week in the Premier Division, having won First Division titles and having, you know, done so well playing in your college too. And you said to me you felt if you were 15 now, you wouldn't actually be signed for a League of Ireland under 15 team. Tell me more.
Yeah, between the ages of 12 to 16, 13 to 16, 17, I played very little football. I would have been a late developer. I had terrible pains in my knees. There was 10 months I went without even running, I'd say. I went to doctors, went to physios. No one knew what I was. It was really odd. And then I stuck at it, though. My dad was my coach with Cherry Orchard, and I think that helped a lot. I wouldn't have been playing, but I'd still go training every night. And when I wasn't injured, I'd still go training despite being remarkably smaller than the rest of the lads, I suppose. And I stuck at, I suppose, due to my dad, my parents. They reassured me that it'll be all right in the end. I'll get there. There was times I felt like just throwing it all in because I just wasn't enjoying it. It was tough sometimes with lads would be bigger than me, and I just didn't have the strength to get away from lads or, you know, yourself. So I stuck at it basically, and I went from strength to strength. I was 16, 17. I finally got my growth spurt, and I broke back into the Cherry Orchard team as a right back, and played. Got a good 9 months, I think, starting for Cherry Orchard. We won the All Ireland, we won the league, and I got scouted basically to sign for UCD, and ever since then I've basically gone from strength to strength and strength, as I said. So if I was a kid of today, if I was 15 today, would I get picked for UCD or another League of Ireland team? I don't know, to be honest with you. I can understand that these clubs want the best players and stuff, and I'm a really big fan of the new league setup. I think it's what's needed for this country. But for late developers like me, like, where do they go? Some might be as lucky as I have been with my parents, who made, like, not forced me to stick with it, but they reassured me. Some mightn't be as lucky as me, and they might just throw in the towel. And to be honest with you, I'm grateful I didn't.
Yeah, and just on that, on our last question, Josh, what would you say to, like, a young player listening to this, or a parent of a player, and there's so many, you know, really good schoolboy players in Dublin and in the league in general, you know, playing across the country, and maybe they're not picked by their club or by the DDSL or by their local representative team or by their international manager or by a League of Ireland club at 13 or 14, but by 17 they may have overtaken others who were picked at 13, as you have done. I'm sure there are players who are your age who were playing every week and getting picked for everything when they were 13, 14, 15, maybe not even playing now. What would you say to that kid or to that parent listening to keep at it and to keep going and to do everything that they can to make sure that when those years do roll on, they're where you are, for example?
It's crazy. It's crazy when I look back at it now. There's some lads that went over to England at 15, 16. I wouldn't even been playing football. Like, I would have been just training, just sticking at it. And they're not even playing football anymore. And I'm playing the top level in Ireland. So it's crazy to see that. But what I'd say to kids who are like me or who can't get into some teams, or parents who are listening to this, I'd just say stick at it, you know, like, and eventually you'll get that strength. Eventually everyone catches up with each other. And that's when who's most technically or who has the mind of a game for the game comes true, to be honest with you. And you just have to stick with it. And it's hard times, definitely tough times, especially when you're playing, man, and you even are playing matches and there's lads just running past you and there's nothing you can do. If that can be tough, but if you stick out, when I was, I'd say 14, 15, 16, I would just go out my back garden and just hit the ball against the wall, to be honest with you. I know that's a cliche thing to say, but I genuinely did do that, and I'm glad I did, because I'm very lucky right now. I signed for UCD. I have a degree now. I have a degree, and I'm playing week in, week out on the top level of Ireland. So I'm really grateful to my parents, really, for reassuring me that it will be all right in the end.
And of course, all the hard work you put in yourself. Great stuff, Josh. Really interesting talking to you, as always. Enjoy the weekend off from games, and we'll speak to you later in the season. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Jamie.
The best League of Ireland podcast in the business. Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store. This is Off the Ball.